From the God who loves us with an everlasting love, who brings forth a new creation in Christ, who leads us by the Spirit in the wilderness, grace and abundant mercy be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world. Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share with your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading is from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward the heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them, then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all of these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. When the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down, it was dark, and smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 27 responsively. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers close in against me
and devour my flesh,
they my foes and enemies
stumble and fall. Though an enemy encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise up against me, my trust will not be shaken.
One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to see God in the temple.
For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock.
Even now, my head is lifted
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will see.
Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in.
Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of my oppressors.
Subject me not to the will of my foes, for they rise up against me, false witnesses breeding violence.
This I believe, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord and be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live in accordance according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you, even with tears, their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, for it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
The older I get and the longer I hang around the church, the more convinced I am that we really miss something essential to our faith when we insist on having a me and Jesus only relationship with God. Of course, our individual relationships with God are very important, but we are baptized into the body of Christ. We are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We are part of the family of God. We are the children of God. We come together as church and we pray, Our Father. When we claim our identity and our connection as church, we stand in a long line of believers that stretches back further than any of us can remember and will stretch on in front of us after we have passed from memory. We can claim a connection to church members, to the church, not only to members of that church, but to the mission of the church, so much greater than we could claim as our own, just as an individual. The point is that the church is more than its individual members. We have a community identity and a community mission. We together stand for something. This season of Lent gives us time to pause and to ask the question, do we, the body of Christ, resemble Christ? Or have we taken on the characteristics of someone else? Do we think of our Father and His sons and daughters with whom we journey? Do we think of them? Do we think of ourselves as part of this body of Christ? Or do we only think of ourselves and our individual journey? This passage from Scripture shows us Jesus in anguish over His flock, refusing to belong to Him. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Jesus cries out in anguish and distress, how often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. The lament of one who has been had his love scorned, whose protection is rejected. Jesus wants to deliver them from evil, wants to protect them from the fox, wants to shelter them under his wings, but he is rejected, each one going his own way. When I was in the seminary, I spent 4 weeks in the Holy Land on a study trip. And I loved that trip. I know it's pretty trite to say that was the trip that changed my life. But in so many ways, that trip did change some ways that I was thinking, not only about the political situation with Palestinians and the Israelis, but my faith in Jesus Christ was really enriched. And I came to have a much stronger relationship to our ancestors in the faith. About halfway up the Mount of Olives in the valley that's across from the city of Jerusalem is a chapel that is called Dominus Flevit. Dominus Flevit, the Lord weeps. This building was built on ancient ruins. It was built in the 50s, and it's a dome building that is supposed to be in the shape of a teardrop, because this is the site where Jesus looked out and saw the city and cried over the city. It's a spectacular place on this mountainside, and the whole front of the church is glass with an ironwork grill, and you look out through that glass and see this view of the city of Jerusalem with the gold Temple Mount dome of the temple in the view. And this is the view that Jesus saw when he stood on that hillside and cried over the city. But it's not so much the view that caught my attention that day. The altar is a big stone altar in the front, and it's right in the center, like where we have our banner there, is a medallion, a mosaic. And the mosaic is this, with the scripture verse written around it, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you are the one that kills the prophets. How I've wished to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks. And that's the words that are around it. And then in the center, here is this this bird all fluffed up with his wings spread out with a like a red comb on its head like a crown. And these pale little yellow chicks hovering at his feet. I don't think the building looks much like a teardrop, and I don't think that bird looks much like a hen. It looked more like a rooster to me, with big, very big in comparison to these little chicks, you know, a huge bird in proportion, and it had talons on, you know, spurs on its talons, and this big beak that looked like it could kill any fox. It looked fierce and angry. And I looked at it and said, well, Jesus didn't say, I'm like a rooster. Jesus said, I'm like a chicken. That wasn't any chicken. But I think I know why the artist made it look so fierce. A rooster can defend itself, you know, with those sharps, those little things on the back of its feet. And a rooster can peck very hard. Usually the rooster is the aggressor, not the one to be pecked first that goes after people. Favorite story in our family is how my mom would refuse to go into the chicken yard. She had gone in once to gather eggs, and a rooster chased her. And so that was the one and only time she ever went into the chicken yard. She had to bribe her sisters. And she had a list of things that she would pay. You know, I'll do the dishes for you, or I'll do whatever. But she would never go into the chicken yard because she knew the truth about roosters. And she wasn't about to take her turn in there. But Jesus didn't say, I'm like a rooster. He said, I'm like a mother hen. That's the answer to the question, kids. Jesus said he was like a mother hen. And the chief purpose is to protect its young. With not so much of a beak and nothing in the way of spurs, it's just a mother hen. What can a mother hen do but fluff herself up to look big? Protect herself. She sits on her chicks, covers them up. She puts herself between the fox and those little chicks, even though she is ill-equipped to fight. The least that she can do is to satisfy the appetite of the fox so that he would leave her babies alone. Bruce told me a story this week about some firefighters who were battling a forest fire, and they came upon a hen that had died in the blaze. But underneath her charred wings were her still alive little chicks. That's what the image that Jesus gives us. How often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. Do you like that image of God? As a chicken? As a hen? It's a warm and comforting image, those warm and consoling wings of God wrapped around us. When we pray, deliver us from evil, that's the protecting God that we're calling on. We're calling on a God to protect us like that hen protects her chicks. I was reading a commentary on the Lord's Prayer, and I want to read this one paragraph from you. The commentary was written by Nicholas Ayo. Children in the arms of another know when they are secure. They fear falling even before they can recognize danger. Do not drop us is a plea to God to keep us from falling into perdition we cannot even imagine, but can only be terrified of. Do not let us fall, God. The mother bird hides her defenseless young under her wings at night to keep them from the enemy. The Lord's Prayer directs us to say, deliver us from evil. Carry us in your arms and we shall be safe. God will not drop us from his arms. We pray that God will hold us up from falling and deliver us from every evil. If you've ever loved someone that you could not protect, then you understand this image of a mother hen, and you understand Jesus' deep lament. You can understand why Jesus wept. If you love someone, all you can do is open your arms. You can't make anybody walk into those arms. And that's the most vulnerable position in the world. Wings spread, breast exposed. But if you say what you mean, this is how you stand. This is how Jesus stands. Arms outstretched, breast exposed to that fox and the foxes of the world to protect us. This is how the church stands. Look at our church protecting us, covering us. Even the building itself says, this is how God is for us, the body of Christ in the world today. We belong to this flock, gathered under the protection of God's wings. We belong to this church of Christ, this big, fluffed up, brooding hen, offering us warmth and security and shelter to all kinds of chicks. The Church of Christ, planted between the foxes of this world and the fragile chicks that we are, offering herself to be eaten first before she would sacrifice even one of her brood. The Church of Christ, staying true to who she is, refusing to run away in the face of the fox. And this is where we, the body of Christ, the flock of Jesus Christ, cry out to the Father, deliver us from evil. This is where we come to be fed and sheltered. And this is where we learn to stand up for those who are in need of being fed and sheltered. This is where we learn to give what we have received, to teach what we have learned, to forgive as we have been forgiven, to love as we have loved. This is where we remember who and whose we are. The body of Christ, gathered together by a mother hen who would give his life for us all. This is why we have the courage to pray, our Father, deliver us from evil. Don't drop us, God. Keep us from evil. Amen.